We need a couple of Gemara seltzers here. I got this one here now. So we don't have the coffee yet, but a little pastry. Anyone? Dates? Not so guilty. Besides the sweet, you have some healthy stuff in there a little bit. Probably bump the sheesh in there. Anyways. Okay, very good. Anyway, so what are we going to do in Gemara tonight? Oh, what a sugi we have. We have Gemara, Shlomo, Rambam, Rashi. Oh, wow. What happened last night? Ramban introduced what concept to us? There, Shamir. Okay? And that was used to go ahead and somehow do the impossible, which was what? It was to engrave without taking away from the miliwatam, from being complete. Somehow it was complete, and you couldn't just write with the other. It was not sufficient. Okay, mem chet amid bet in sota. Okay, says the following. We'll go to the Gemara, the Pesukim in Malachim, and a few different parts of the Malachim, and then the Rambam. Okay, just get an idea of who the Shamir is that the Rambam introduced to us. Misha Harav, Beit HaMikdash, it's towards, it's on Mem Chet Amud Bet. There's probably another Gemara there. That's for sure there is.
The big one.
Big set and the Sensino. If I have two more there, actually. So, Misha Harav, Beit HaMikdash, Batel HaShamir. So do you see where that is in the Gemara? There it is. Great. You see where it is? Dovi and
fourth row, wide lines.
So Mishachar Beit Hamikdash Batel Hashamir.
Fourth row, wide lines.
Tanu Rabbanan. Any luck, Ilon? Now you got one. Okay, good. So that's good. Okay, so Mishachar. So the Shamir was gone. Tanu Rabbanan, Shamir, Shebo, Bana Shlomo et Beit HaMikdash, the Shamir which he used to build the Beit HaMikdash, with its help they built the Beit HaMikdash, Shemar Abayit Bihi Banoto, Even Shlema, Masa Nivna. Okay, so I'll read the Pasuk to you. So the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph, Vav, Zion, which is, of course, the building of the Beis HaMikdash there. And it says the following. V'habayit b'hibanato Even Shlema Masana. It was built with Even Shlema. U'makavo v'argazen kokli v'zeh lo nishma v'habayit b'hibanato. Okay? And the chisel was not heard in the house when they were working on the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? So, the Gemara says that what? So the Gemara says, Hadavarm kiktavan, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Hoshep Shat. They took Avanim Shleimo, V'chatchun Aidei Shamir, U'behenban, and they built with the Shamir stones that were taken complete and brought over to the Mikdash. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Amalo Rav Nechemya, V'chi Eshan, Lomakei, what are you talking about? Hello, Kvanema, Kol Eilav Anim Yekarot, Kemidot Gazit Megorot Memegra. In Zion Tet, the Avanim were not natural. Tiknu Otan Bim Megrashi Kli Bazel. They did work on the stones. So how could you tell me that they did no work on the stones? How could you tell me that? They definitely worked on the stones, and it's an open Pasuk in Perek Zion. Because what does it say in Perek Zion? Kol Eilav Avanim Yekarot, I'm just reading the Navi, Kemidot Gazit Megora Rotba Megera Mibayit Mechutz Rimasad Ad HaTzvachon Mechutz Ad HaChatzer HaGdolah. It's an open pasuk that they did chisel away. So he says, how could you tell me, Rav Yehuda, they didn't chisel away at the stones? Okay? So he says, so what he heard, the pasuk earlier on in Perek Vav says they didn't hear any chiseling. So guess what? Here's an easy way to learn it. Shahayam matkin mi bachutz umachnis mi bifnim. They would chisel away the avanim outside of the temple area, outside of Har HaBayit, umachnis mi bifnim. And then, in the Bayit, they would put the stones in. So all the Pasuk says is that what? Pasuk doesn't say they weren't chiseled. It just says what? Yeah, the lo nishma babayi. You didn't have the chiseling going on there. So yes, the house, the stones of the Mikdash were in fact chiseled.
Is that
considered,
is that
understood
as a lot of
sin? No, but to chisel the stones, right? Excellent
is
question.
Is that understood that lo nishma,
So we're going to read the Mishnah in Mido in a moment, okay, about the whole issue of chiseling the stones. So right now they're grappling with the contradiction of the prophet. Now, by the way, the Perek Zayin is a funny prospect to learn from. Perek Vav is building the Mikdash. Perek Zayin is building what? After Shlomo took care of the Mikdash, what did he build next?
His palace.
So why are they bringing any proof or questions from Perek Zayin of okay, so it doesn't seem to make any sense. So the Mefarshim say that these prakim, the description about how they were built, were actually referring to the Radak. Hu abayit she'amar lamala ve'et beit haban ha'shem b'shlosh esrei shana v'omer ki yechatzir acher she'edol beit hazeh kol eila habatim tet. The Radak says in Perek Zayin tet kol eila batim she'zachar she'bana bayit Hashem she'zachar she'bana bayit Hashem u'beito u'beit ha'mishpat beit bat paro v'chazaretem kulam hayu benim ba'avanim yikarot. So Radak says you should just know the in Zayin it's talking about Shlomo's house. You're right, but pasuk tet eila avanim yikarok midot kazit kol eila is not referring only to the house of Shlomo and Perek Tet. It's referring to all the houses that he built: the house of the Mikdash, the house of the Mishpat, the house of his own personal house. So that's why the pasuk can in fact be used. Okay, just so you understand how the Gemara is throwing around these pasukim, which have nothing to do with each other at first glance. Fine. So right now we have is the first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda says that you should know the stones were complete, they were not chiseled. And then Rabbi Nechemiah says, not true, they certainly were chiseled. They just weren't chiseled at the site. Okay, Gilel's question is about what about the whole idea of chiseling stones to begin with? Forget about in the site, outside, what about chiseling? Okay, we're going to see about that in a moment. So he says, I'm a Rebbe near in Rabbi Yehuda Bavne Mikdash. In the Mikdash, in the Mikdash they weren't chiseled at all, but in his house they were. Remember the Chemya, so if our quote from the Chemya, that the Shamir was not needed for the stones, because they could just chisel the stones outright. They didn't need the Shamir. So Shamir Lamayatas, what was it for? This special worm that somehow chiseled without chiseling, halachically, what was it for? Because he didn't need it in the Mikdash. On the stones. Now the stones we're talking about are the stones of the Choshev breastplate, and according to some, the stones of the Ephod as well. So you can't, writing on them will not help. You can't write the Shvatim's name on the stones, that will not help. Because it says, Pituche Chotam, okay, that they need to be chiseled in. But on the other hand, you can't chisel in. They have to be complete. You cannot take away from the perfection of the stone. So what do? You write on them, but the diot is worthless, halachically, because it's not in them. But what happens? There comes the hero of the story. Who comes along? Marei len klomer sam kenegdan below len goben shamir mivachutz. You put this little worm right near it. Vehein nivkaot me alehen. and it just magically somehow sinks in right where the DO is. And then he says, "Lufi simane adu kitein azushin of kad biyomota chama veina chasera klum." Just like a fig that, you know, gets smaller in the days of the sun, of the heat, and there's nothing missing from it. Okay? So therefore, that's what the Shamir was for. And then it goes on and tells us more about the Shamir. Tanu Rabbeinu Shamir Zed Briyato Kisora. It's like a little beef, like a little barley. Ubi Sheshes Yimei Bracious Nivra. It was from the Sheshes Yimei Bracious. And nothing can stand in front of this Shamir. So how do you protect? Wherever you put it, it's going to eat up everything. So where do you put it? And all these are very, very soft things, and the Shamir would not destroy them. Okay? So it's a wild Gemara. And the Ramban quotes this Gemara. And the only question is, did the Shamir... So right now the Shamir, for certainly the Shamir was used for what? The Choshen. The Ramban holds it was only for the Choshen, it was not for what? Yeah. The breastplate. While others say that it was also used for the Ephod. They say it's because an open pasuk was used for the Ephod. The Ramban is a little dochak by saying when it says the Ephod, it means it's another name for the Choshen. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was also, the Shamir was also used for what? For the stones of the Mikdash. Okay. Well, Rabbi Nechemiah says no, it wasn't needed for that, that those were actually chiseled. Okay. The 2 points left off, but what about chiseling stones in general? What's the law about chiseling stones from the Mikdash? Okay. About using iron in the Mikdash? Okay, and where does the Rambam fit in with all this? This is just not a Maimonidean type of Gemara. Anyone knows the Rambam and the Mona Bukhin, it certainly doesn't seem like his kind of thing. Okay, but you have the Rambam Mishnah Torah. Okay, so it's interesting, you know, with the 1 minute we have left, we'll take, because the Rambam have to go to a few places in the Rambam's Mishnah Lamelech, and they all wonder what the Rambam is doing up here, which we need the Shia for. I'll just quickly read the Mishnah Midos regarding what you asked. Tabot, this is in Midos Paragimel, where it says, Habarzel Nivra Lekatzer Yamav Shel Adam, Hamizbeach Nivra Laharich Yamav Shel Adam. Einu Benedin Sheyunach Hamikatzer Al Hamarich. You cannot have Barzel to be chiseling out what? Mizbeach. Now wait a second. The pasuk about Barzel is about on what? Mizbeach. Where do we get this whole thing about the stones? So the Mishnah over here, Kahati says at the end of Paragimel, Mishnah Dalit, Yesh Mefarshim who adin lehechal ulaazaro shenegiat bazel poselet bahem. It's a machloket rishonim. Does Barzel posel only the Mizbeah or the Mikdash as well? Okay, so we need to just finish off our sugya of where does the Rambam fit in? Because this is like a very funny, mystical kind of thing, the Shamir, but it's halacha, and we're using it to build the Mikdash. Where does the Rambam, what's he going to do with all this? We have to Shem will finish on Thursday night, and then we have to Shem tomorrow night, we got our coffee, cups, sugar anyone? Sugar anyone? Coffee and the spoons and the sugar, I guess? Okay. Okay. Yeah, there's nothing to poke.